Title: Bass Melody vs. Bass Groove Decisions Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This one is for when you already know how to make a bass sound good, but you're still getting stuck on a bigger question: what is the bass actually doing in the track? In drum and bass, the bass line has two competing jobs. One, carry musical identity, like a hook, a motif, harmony, that I can hum this later feeling. Two, drive momentum, meaning pocket, syncopation, the push-pull with the drums that makes the drop feel like it's rolling forward. At an advanced level, the goal isn't picking one forever. It's knowing when the bass should speak, and when it should shut up and push. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a two-layer bass system in Ableton Live, a sub-groove layer that acts like the engine, and a mid-bass layer that acts like the character or the reply. Then you'll arrange 16 bars where the first half is groove first, and the second half is melody first, so the decision becomes obvious in context. Not in theory, in your actual drums. Let's set up fast. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Keep it 4/4. Make three groups: drums, bass, and music or effects. Inside bass, create two MIDI tracks, subgroove and mid-melody. Turn on the groove pool in Ableton, but we're not going to swing everything and hope. We'll use groove-like seasoning. Before we touch bass notes, we need a drum pocket that gives the bass a job. That's the key phrase: gives the bass a job. Build a classic rolling skeleton. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Add hats as 16THS with velocity movement so it breathes. If you want the very DNB texture, add a break layer. Drop a break into simpler in slice mode, or just use an audio track. Then high pass it around 150 to 250 Hz. The break is there for movement and grit, not for low end. On the drums group, add drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15 depending on the samples. Keep boom off, or very low, because we're reserving the real low end for the sub. Push transients a bit if the drums need bite. Then eck. If the break is muddy, high pass it. Simple. Checkpoint here. Mute everything except drums. Does it roll? If the drums don't imply forward motion without bass, you're going to write bass that's trying to rescue the groove, and that's when everything gets busy and unstable. Now we do the decision test. I want you to stop thinking I need a bass line and start thinking who is speaking. This is the space and speak test. First, the space test. Listen to the drums alone and notice where you feel empty. If it's empty between kick and snare, that's the perfect space for sub-groove to fill. If it's empty in the upper rhythm, like the offbeats between hats and ghost notes, that might be where mid-bass rhythm needs to talk. If it feels harmonically empty, like there's no chords, no pad, no lead, then your bass might need to provide musical identity, meaning the mid-layer becomes more melodic. Second, the speak test. Ask, what is the headline element? If your drums are complex, break heavy, lots of edits, a jungle vibe, bass usually needs to go simpler and groove first, because the drums are already telling the story. If your drums are tight and clean, steppy, minimal, then the bass can afford to be more melodic because there's room for it. Here's a teacher shortcut that works in real sessions. If you want people to move, let the low end behave like a drummer. If you want people to remember, let the mid-bass behave like a vocalist. Cool. Now we build layer A, the sub-groove. This is the engine, and it should be boring in the best way. On sub-groove, load operator. Oscillator as a sine wave. Start the level around minus 6 dB so you don't trick yourself into thinking louder is better. Then add saturator with soft clip on. Drive it just a little, 1 to 6 dB. The goal is translation and definition, not fuzz. Then EQ8. Low pass around 120 to 160 Hz. Keep it clean. Optionally, if it's overweight, a tiny dip somewhere around 40 to 60 can help, but don't overdo surgical EQ on sub before you've even written the part. Then utility. Width to 0%. Mono, always. Trim gain so it sits. Now, writing approach. Rhythm first, then notes. This is a big deal. If you pick notes first, you'll start writing a melody and then you'll wonder why the low end won't sit. Make a one-bar loop. Choose an eighth-note bass, or syncopated 16THS. And then do the most important advanced move. Add gaps right before snare hits. You are making room for impact. Indeed, NB, silence is groove. As you place notes, also pay attention to the kick-sub relationship. This is not just a mixing problem, it's composition. Decide intentionally, does the kick lead and the sub follows, for a modern clean punch? Does the sub lead and the kick supports, for a weightier roll? Or do they interlock, where the kick owns the transient and the sub owns the tail? Compose that, don't leave it to side chain and hope. Now choose notes. Pick a key. F minor. G minor. Classic territory. For sub, start with root and fifth, maybe an occasional flat 7 or a passing tone. Keep movement minimal. If the sub is doing lots of pitch movement, it stops beating the engine and starts competing like a lead, and that's where your drop loses stability. Next is layer B, mid-melody, the character, the reply, the attitude. Create the mid-melody track. Load wave-eatable. Start with basic shapes or something gritty. Put unison at 2 to 4 voices, not huge. We want presence, not a super saw. Add an amp if you want some mid-aggression. Clean or heavy are both useful depending on taste. Add auto filter, 12 or 24 dB low pass, and map cutoff to a macro because we'll automate it for phrasing. Then add saturator or overdrive. Drive somewhere around 3 to 12 dB depending on genre. Then EQ8, high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. This is non-negotiable. The sub owns the sub. The mid owns the mid. Add a compressor with sidechain from the kick or, better, a ghost trigger we'll build in a moment. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 50 to 150 milliseconds. You're tuning the bounce to the tempo. If it breathes too slow, it'll feel like it's late. If it breathes too fast, it'll chatter. Finally, utility. You can widen the mid layer a bit, like 120 to 160%. But only after you've high-passed it. And keep in mind, width should live in the moving, modulated part, not in the core punch. If widening makes it feel weaker, you went too low or too wide. Now, writing the mid part, call and response with the drums. The mid bass is not a trance lead that holds long notes. In DNB, melody still has to be rhythmic. Think stabs, growls, yoys, rieses, short motifs. A half bar or one bar motif that repeats with variation. Try a structure like this. Bars 1 to 2, simple motif. Bars 3 to 4, same motif with one extra note or a rhythm twist. Bars 5 to 8, introduce a fill every 4 bars. That's how you stay hypnotic but still progress. And here's another pro mindset. Use a contrast budget. Limit yourself to one primary change per 8 bars. Change rhythm or notes or timbre. If you change all 3 constantly, the listener can't lock in, and DNB lives on lock in. Now we're going to do the main exercise, 2 versions in arrangement view. First, groove first. This is rolling, functional, club. The groove is the hook. Bars 1 to 4, sub only with drums. Lock the pocket, let people settle into the machine. Bars 5 to 8, add the mid bass sparingly. Think end of phrase stabs or short fills. Bars 9 to 12, slight mid variation, maybe one extra fill. Bars 13 to 16, drop the mid out for 2 bars, then reintroduce for impact. While you do this, keep the core loop stable and automate only on fills. For example, automate the mid auto filter cutoff only on those little moments. It keeps the language consistent, so fills feel like punctuation, not a new paragraph. Then, melody first. This is hooky and identity driven. The mid motif is the headline. Bars 1 to 2, introduce the mid motif immediately. Bars 3 to 4, repeat it with a rhythmic twist. Bars 5 to 8, add a response phrase, maybe higher register or a different timbre. Bars 9 to 12, create a halftime illusion by spacing the mid notes while the hats keep rolling. This is a huge tension tool in DNB. You keep speed in the drums but reduce density in the bass, so when it returns it feels massive. Bars 13 to 16, full energy return, and a signature fill in bar 16. When you switch to melody first, simplify the sub. Fewer hits, more sustain, less syncopation. If the sub keeps doing a complex groove while the mid is trying to be a lead, you'll get a tug of war in the low end. Now let's glue bass to drums, because both versions need to hit. And this is where advanced results come from. Timing and control, not just sound choice. Create a ghost sidechain trigger. Make a MIDI track called a C trigger. Load a drum rack with a tight click sample. Program it to hit with the kick, and optionally extra hits if you want more rhythmic pumping. Then sidechain your mid compressor to that trigger. Optionally, sidechain the sub very gently, but be careful. Too much sub ducking can make the drop feel hollow. Why ghost sidechain? Because you can change your audible kick sample, layer breaks, swap drums, and your bass pumping stays consistent and intentional. Next, micro timing. If your groove feels stiff, don't swing everything. Target 2 things, the first sub note after the snare, and the busiest hat lane. Push or pull them by just a few milliseconds. In Ableton you can nudge MIDI note start times, or use track delay in milliseconds. Sometimes a 3 to 8 millisecond shift is the difference between grid and played. Also control note lengths. Sub. Longer notes equal steadier engine. Mid. Shorter notes equal clearer rhythm and less masking. If your mid is stepping on your snare, shorten notes before you reach for a cue. Now we a slash B with a scoring checklist. Loop 8 bars. If groove first is better, you'll notice the drums feel bigger and more confident. You can mute the mid layer and the track still works. The roll is hypnotic and consistent. If melody first is better, you can hum the bass phrase after one listen. The track holds attention with fewer drum edits. The drop feels defined by the motif, not just by energy. If both feel weak, don't assume you need new sounds. Usually it's one of three things. The drum pocket is unfocused, the sub-rhythm is too busy, or the mid is too low or too wide and masking impact. Fix the rolls before you add more layers. Let's hit common mistakes, quick and painful. Mistake 1. The sub tries to be melodic and groovy at the same time. That gives you unstable low end, weak punch, messy drops. Mistake 2. The mid bass has too much low content. High pass it higher, 120 to 200. Let the sub be king. Mistake 3. No intentional rests. Again, silence is groove. Mistake 4. Sidechain set by habit, not by rhythm. Pump should reinforce your syncopation, not flatten it. Mistake 5. Overvariation every bar. Change every 4 or 8 bars so the listener can lock. Now, a few advanced upgrades if you want darker, heavier DNB. Use harmonic minor or a Phrygian touch sparingly. Like an F minor, sneak in that flat 2 vibe on the mid layer for menace. Keep it tasteful or it becomes gimmicky. If you're doing re-SEs, keep the movement in the mid layer. Sub stays clean. Add chorus lightly on the mid, then EQ. If the res is moving in the sub range, you're basically asking for phase and mush. Try parallel distortion on a return, saturator or overdrive, then EQ it. High pass around 200, low pass around 6 to 10k. Send the mid into it gently. This gives you presence without just turning up volume, and a powerful melody res on small speakers trick. Build an effect rack with a clean chain and a presence chain. The presence chain gets saturator plus a small boost around 1.5 to 3k, then a low pass around 6 to 8k. This audio version is shortened for playback.